today is a well-known psalm, Psalm 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me among the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The sheep comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Here in New Zealand, we think we know something about sheep. After all, we have one of the highest sheep-to-person ratios in the whole world, right after the Falkland Islands and on par with Mongolia, and even somewhat more than Australia. But I suspect the Mongolian way of farming sheep is probably slightly closer to the biblical tradition than what we've got here in New Zealand. Because here in New Zealand, we often have flocks of a few thousand sheep that are mustered with the help of dogs a couple of times a year, sometimes only once. We might get a bit closer to the biblical tradition among small-scale or lifestyle farmers in New Zealand. There, the sheep actually do know the owner and come to the gate when they see the owner approach. There's no need for dogs, but sometimes when the sheep need to be herded into the yards or longer distances, a few helpers may still be needed to make sure they go the right way. One thing is for sure, though, it's a lot easier to get the sheep where you want them to go once they know the owner and the property and when they are part of the flock. But of course, an even closer association with the biblical description of a shepherd is the practice in Europe, where the flocks are far smaller. My grandfather was a sheep farmer, and you can see him there. He would walk ahead of his sheep, and they would follow him. They knew him, and they knew his voice. Now, he did have a sheepdog, and that came in particularly handy when there was a sheep that somehow strayed from the flock. That was often the case when the sheep grazed on unfenced pasture. I still remember standing beside my grandfather a few times when he led his sheep on a, you know, unfenced pasture. He would lean on his staff, the dog beside him. When one or the other of the sheep went to the edge of the pasture or made, was on its way of straying, he would send the dog, which would of course circle round the outside of the flock and then get to the sheep, startle it, and the sheep would immediately return to the flock. Now, my grandfather was a passionate shepherd. Throughout the house, there were pictures of sheep and posters of Psalm 23. And because he himself knew so well what it meant to care for the sheep, he could trust his good shepherd all the more. But I think that closeness of the biblical shepherd is even more understandable if we take the sheep husbandry into Israel into account. There, the sheep were even more part of the family, often staying in the same house in winter. At times, a shepherd may have taken care of the sheep for a few families, but he got to know the sheep really well because he would have walked with the sheep day after day and even stayed out in the fields at times with them. The shepherds did and still do lead the sheep to sources of water. These sources of water may be wells, cisterns, or springs. It may not be as beautiful as we may imagine in our songs, but this water is still life-giving. Now, in this case, the well had been hidden by shrubs for a long time, and then there was a fire, and then suddenly the shepherds were able to access the well. And so they did that, and they used pumps to, instead of drawing the water out with buckets, like in the old days. But it's still a source of water for the sheep. Often it wasn't just one shepherd coming to the water source, but several, especially around midday or the evening. That meant that flocks would mix as they got there. After they had their fill and the shepherds socialized a bit as well, one shepherd after another would leave again for the pasture, and each shepherd would call his sheep. They heard the shepherd's voice and would follow. The sheep knew to distinguish the calls of the shepherds. Now, who were these shepherds? There have been commentaries suggesting that shepherds were some of the outcasts at the time of Jesus. Now, I'm not so sure about that. Rather, ethnographic observations suggest that it was often young adults or older children who were shepherds, mainly boys, but it seems at times girls would also go out with the sheep, and you still see girls walking around sometimes in the Middle East. However, apart from those really needed at home, in particular the mother and father of the house, anyone might have been a shepherd at some point in their life. That could include the farm labourer or servant. So what should be noted is that most people would have had the experience of being a shepherd at some point in their life, or at least knowing somebody who had carried out this task. So it was a common picture back in Israel at the time of Jesus, and at least everybody would have seen the shepherds going around the country. Now, to this day, there are many caves in the hills of Israel that have been enlarged by low stone walls to function as sheep pens. So they've got the cave at the back, and then they've got a wall outside which serves as a sheep pen. For thousands of years, the shepherds have taken their sheep there for the night. There, the sheep were safe. More or less so, of course, more safe when they were in the cave, somewhat less when they were in the pens in front of the cave, as, predators or thieves or anything like that could still get to them over the wall. So it's this everyday experience of shepherding that Jesus used to describe the relationship between him and those who followed him. The real shepherd is the one who leads the sheep in and out of the sheep pen. The shepherd uses the gate because there is no subterfuge, no harm intended. Rather, the shepherd gives life. The shepherd is there to care for the sheep. And when he calls the sheep, they follow him. They would not follow a stranger. That's why a stranger has to corner the sheep and take them by force. But the sheep did follow the shepherd willingly. Now, as if you listened to our Bible reading, you would have heard that the people did not really understand what Jesus wanted to say when he talked to them about shepherds and sheep, sheep pens and gates. And so Jesus explained a bit more. We might expect that he would have said what he said later on, namely, I am the good shepherd. But he initially said, I am the gate for the sheep. So, Jesus, who are you, we might ask? Are you the gate or the shepherd? Well, both. The shepherd is the one who leads the sheep through the gate to pasture and to rest. So in a sense, the shepherd and the gate are synonymous because that's where the shepherd comes through. Through the gate, the shepherd leads the sheep where they are cared for, where they belong. And if they go through the gate, they will not be harmed. If they follow the shepherd, they will not be led astray. Through that, Jesus is also saying that he, Jesus, is the way to God, the ultimate good shepherd. After all, and somewhere else in the gospel, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But Jesus also said, I and the Father are one. So, Jesus, are you the way to the Father, we might ask, or are you one with the Father? Again, both. Jesus is the one who draws us into relationship with God, whom we are to follow to come close to God, and who has revealed God to us, and through whom we are forgiven and accepted by God. So Jesus is the one who leads us to the Father, but he's also one with the Father in eternal love. And so that's why it's appropriate to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and also to say, I am part of Jesus' flock, because of that close identity between Jesus and the Father. It is through Jesus that we can experience God's care and guidance, God's love and direction. Amen.